Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast today. My name is Chad, and I serve with the SEND Network and church planting in Columbus and also here at LifePoint. We are in a brand new series on the life of Peter that we're calling Beyond the Shallows. The main idea that we are going to be exploring in this series is we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. And this week, we are in Matthew 14, where Jesus walks on water. The disciples are in a boat. Jesus has sent them ahead of him, and a storm starts brewing. Jesus goes up to the mountain to pray, and the disciples are in the midst of this storm. And in the middle of the storm, Jesus comes to them walking on the water. Now, because this is outside of their realm of understanding, there's no way that men walk on water. In fact, this is the first time they've ever seen this thing happen. They think that it is a ghost. But Jesus tells them, no, it's me. It's me. It's Jesus. And Peter's reply is, if it's you, Lord, call me out of the boat and let me come to you. And he does. Peter, too, walks on the water to Jesus, which is incredible. But on his way, as he does, he becomes afraid of the storm. And when he does, he starts to sink. He cries out to Jesus, and Jesus reaches down and pulls him up out of the water. He doesn't let him sink. And Jesus says this to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And after they got into the boat, the storm ceases, and they worship him. Now, what stood out to me about this passage is really, I think there's two ways to read this. When Peter starts to sink, Jesus reaches out to him to keep him above water, and he gives him a statement and a question. The statement is, O you of little faith. And then he asks, why did you doubt? Now, this is significant because on the surface, this feels like criticism from Jesus. It feels like condemnation, and we can read it that way. You can read it as Jesus condemning and criticizing Peter. You can hear Jesus' voice, and you can hear a spirit of harshness and criticism like this. Peter, what are you doing? How could you doubt me? Don't you know there's no room for doubters, strugglers in my kingdom? Come on, man, get your stuff together. Be better than that. Do better next time. But is that what Jesus is doing, right? I mean, it feels harsh, you know, that Jesus would reply that way. We know that Jesus describes himself as meek and gentle and kind, and yet we could read in that he's being harsh here. But what's interesting is Peter's the only disciple who got out of the boat, right? He could have stayed behind in the safety of the boat with the other disciples, but instead, he went out to Jesus. He took the risk to be where Jesus was. So to me, it seems that Jesus isn't being condemning, although you might be able to read it that way. But what if he's being curious? What if we read it that way? Maybe he is saying, Peter, why did you stop trusting me? What was it about the waves and the wind that felt more powerful than me? What was it about the wind and the waves that took your attention away from me? Why did you doubt? And why did that doubt feel much stronger than trust? What's going on in your heart, Peter? It's okay. You can trust me. Do you see the difference? I think often when we have doubts or when we fail to meet our expectations of ourselves or the expectations of others or the expectations we think that God has for us, we're harsh with ourselves. We ask ourselves questions like, why can't I get my life together? Why do I always make the same mistakes? Why did I yell at the kids again? Why am I not more patient with and loving toward my spouse? Why can't I seem to find the balance in life that I want? Geez, here I am again. When will I be able to stop dealing with this recurring issue in my life? And on and on and on we could go. Does that sound familiar for you? But what if we could approach our lives and our stories and even our failures, like I think Jesus approaches Peter here, with gentleness instead of rebuke, with curiosity instead of condemnation? What if that is the way that Jesus deals with us? And what if we can be free to do the same? What if our Heavenly Father loves us, and when we fall down, when we fail, He isn't there to shame us into trying to be better, but He's loving us right where we are. Like a child who is learning to walk or ride a bike, we don't condemn their failures in the process. We celebrate their successes. We don't celebrate or condemn the 10 falls it took to get one step. We celebrate the one step. And I think we have this kind of Savior and this kind of Heavenly Father. He loves you. He is gentle with you. So be gentle with yourself. Approach your failures with curiosity instead of condemnation. As Romans 8:1 says, therefore, in Christ, there is now no condemnation. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. And we do hope you will come back this week, tomorrow, and this week for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you know we're dust. You know how fragile we are. You know how imperfect we can be. You know how prone to doubt and failure and struggle that we are. Thank you that you don't condemn us, Lord, but you reach out to us. You pull us up. And you gently show us that we can trust you. Thank you for being that kind of Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, why don't you take a moment and pray and ask the Lord where He would have you to trust Him today?